الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. And I also want to mention that I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and rituals, many authentic rites and rituals of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, because sometimes I refer to Quran and you turn to that particular page or that chapter or that verse. Or have a pencil, pen, paper, any way you're going to take notes, because you are in class, so it's expected that you're going to be taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to the Islamic Studies class. This class is about telling you about Islam and perhaps bring about some positive change in the world around us. Today's topic is Islam, the last light of hope for mankind. Now, many people, almost on a daily basis, looking for something better. And maybe you are doing the same thing. You are looking for something better. Life is not pleasant for you. It's not fulfilling for you. And perhaps that emptiness can be felt with Islam. And so they're looking and looking for some kind of hope. Sometimes what people do, they even look at other men or women or other people for the hope that they're searching for. Or in a politician, or an athlete, or someone that's a musician, or an actor, or something like that. You look at other people for the hope that you need to fill that empty void inside of you. But still, no matter what they do, and how you follow them, and how you dress like them, and act like them, still, you have this emptiness inside of you. You still don't have the hope that you're looking for. One day a man after Juma prayer, after Friday prayer, he went out and he went about the street and a young man came to him basically looking for something different, something new. And so the man basically introduced him to Islam. Where people go throughout the land looking for all that they need, things that the world can offer to them, where the world had very little to offer to them. Because we as Muslims, we are to travel through the world. We go through the world as if we are travelers. This world is not a permanent world for us. You may live 60 years, maybe 100 years, maybe a little over 100 years. But still, it is not a permanent place for us. Our permanent home is in the hereafter. Our permanent home is either going to be, for those who just disobey Allah, is going to be in the hellfire. Or those who obey Allah and obey His messenger, their permanent home will be what? It will be paradise. Thus, those are the permanent homes that never end. They last forever. Allah says in one ayah in the Quran, or one verse in the Quran, and you can turn to chapter 2, verse 218. Again, chapter 2, verse 218. And I'm going to read it in the English, because the Arabic may took a little longer, but the Quran is written in Arabic, the original language of the Quran. Everything else is a translation, a rough translation of what the Arabic is saying. So again, it's going to be chapter 2, verse 218. And it says, Allah says, surely those who are believers and migrate and struggle in the path of Allah, they can hope for mercy of Allah, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. So we are to put our hope in Allah, not in anyone else, not in anything else, that we put our hope in Allah. That we go through the world, we struggle in the path of Allah, we do what Allah says do, and stay away from Allah, from the things Allah tells us not to do, and also for the Prophet Muhammad, the same thing. He tells us to do something, we do it. He tells us not to do something, then we are not to do it. Now, some people want to know why they are here. What is their purpose in life? And they cannot figure out the answer. Some people even, and you all know what I'm talking about, I'm not saying anything new. Some people even commit suicide, take their own lives or the lives of their family because they can't either provide for their family or they don't even know why they're here. And so they don't want to leave their family behind, so they take their family with them. So the thing is, my beautiful students, is that I'm going to tell you why you are here. What is our purpose in life? And Allah says, it's going to be in chapter 51, verse 56. Again, turn to chapter 51, verse 56. I'm going to give you a little time to get to that because I want you to follow along with me. And keep in mind that some Qurans may have different translation because the Arabic is the original language of the Quran. And then all the other languages, French, Spanish, Urdu, all the other languages, they do a rough translation of what the Arabic says. But the Arabic has the pure meaning of what Allah is saying. Now, because we believe as Muslims that the Quran is a kalam of Allah, it's the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has sound to it, it has letters to it, it has meaning to it, and so this Quran is the word of Allah, and we don't think anything else other than this. And it says, basically, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And it says, Allah says, I have not created jinn, those are unseen beings, which I may get into one day, and the men accept this, that they should worship me. So you want to know your true purpose in life? You want to know where your hope lies? It lies with Allah. Your purpose in life, as Allah says here, that He created men, that they worship Him. That's our purpose. That we worship Allah, and in worship Allah, we do several things. We obey what He says do. We do the things He tells us to do, and we stay away from the things that He tells us not to do. That is a form of worship of Allah, obedience to Allah, ibadullah, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I want to you all to understand your true hope is with Allah. Your true success is with Allah. You want to be successful and not necessarily have a lot of money or cars and houses, that kind of thing. Also, there's nothing wrong with it if you get them legally or right in the right way. But the thing is that may not be success. It may not make you happy. And some people have all this. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of cars. They have all kind of factories and businesses and that kind of thing. But they're still not happy. And they may not be happy. On the other hand, the people may have absolutely nothing. And they may not be happy, or they may be very joyous because they submit their will to Allah. Because they worship Allah. And you who have all this money and all these things and you're still not happy, it may the piece that's missing, the puzzle piece that's missing, may be that you have not committed yourself to Allah. Because you were raised up, or you were created to worship Allah. So that peace is missing from your life. That may be the reason why you are not happy, or why people around you are not happy, or people only gravitate you for what they can get from you, and when those things run out, you don't see those people anymore. And you may be happy while they're around you, but then they're gone after, because they already soaked up what they needed to get from you, sponged off of you, and then they left you. And that makes you very unhappy, because you also depend on their happiness. Your happiness relies with Allah. Your salvation relies with Allah. And so you do your part and put that missing puzzle piece into your life, which is that you were created to worship Allah. Now let me give you an example of hope. And it says in one in another verse in the Quran, and again I'm going to read it in English, and it's going to be chapter 33 verse 21. Again, that's chapter 33 verse 21. Hopefully you'll be able to get to it. And it says in this chapter, you have indeed in the life of the Rasul, meaning the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Rasulullah, the best model for him whose hope is in Allah in the day of the hereafter, and who engages himself much in remembrance of Allah. So several things Allah is saying. You want to find out where the good behavior is, where the good character is, where the good person to model yourself, not necessarily as an actress or an actor or a football player or anything like that. No, you model yourself after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah never said model yourself after an actor or a sports player or a famous person or a person who is a politician. He said nothing about having the best model, having the best character. He said the one that had the best character is Rasulullah, the last messenger sent to mankind, which is Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1400 plus years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. And so that's where the hope lies. It's within Allah and a day of resurrection, and also who engages much in the dhikr of Allah, meaning remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah, not necessarily sit around Allah, 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 not that kind of way, although sometimes that is good and sometimes maybe not good if you go overboard with it. But the thing is, remember Allah in your actions. Meaning that when you go to a store and you buy something and the person give you too much money in return, okay, then now you can walk away from the store with extra money in your pocket, or you honestly turn to the person and say, look, you gave me too much money. I gave you this amount and you gave me this amount, which is too much money. Please take this back. This is remembering Allah. Or if you want to give someone something in charity, then this is remember Allah. Here, take this. I'm not asking for anything in return. Take this money, take this food, or take whatever from me, because I'm not asking anything from you. I just want to see the pleasure of Allah and remembering Allah. And then hopefully on the day of judgment, Allah will remember us all. Let's turn to the next verse which is chapter 35, verse 29. Come on, students, let's go. Chapter 35, verse 29. Okay, hopefully we are ready. And it says, surely those who recite the book of Allah, establish salat, meaning prayer, spend out of what we have given them secretly and openly, may hope for and what you call a gain. An imperishable gain, a gain that does not disappear, does not burn up, does not go away. A person who does this, that they recite the book of Allah, that they establish and make the prayer, and that they spend what they have for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah, and may they spend it openly and they spend it secretly. And that we will get this gain that doesn't go away, does not perish, does not burn up, does not blow away like dust or anything like that. No, no. This particular, when you give secretly or openly, this gain, this hope that you're talking about is so great. And when we talk about openly or secretly, sometimes people want to give openly. Sometimes that's okay, as long as you're not seeking from the people to praise from the people. Because Allah Ta'ala, He is mentioned by the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said it's going to come a day where they basically was talking about three people that's going to come before him, and they will really have no gain. A person who was a learned person and say, Ya Allah, I learned for your sake. And say, he said, you lie. You learned so people could call you this great learned person. And so you go to hell. Or a person who fight and say, Ya Allah, I slayed the enemies in your name or for your sake. And then for this individual, and Allah says, no, you lied. You slayed the person and the people, and you fought against them because you wanted people to call you this great warrior or this great soldier and be in the books, the history books. And so you got that, and so you got what you wanted, and so you lied. You're not doing it for me, you did it for you. And then a person who has all this money, and they say, I gave this money off to Allah for your sake. That's why I gave the money out to the people. No. Allah say you lie. Because you only gave the money out to the people like that because you wanted people to praise you as being a great giver of money. And they did that. So you got what you wanted. You lie about me, or lying that you gave it for me, then you also go to hell. And so we have to be very careful when we talk about giving and giving secretly or giving openly, because you want to make sure you do it for the right reasons. And you want to do it because you want the blessing from Allah, so you do it for Allah. Don't do it for be praised by the people. And the money that you give secretly, that's maybe even better, because your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. Your left hand should not know what your right hand is doing. That's how secret that you giving should be. Let me talk about another thing regarding hope. And that is going to be in chapter 4, verse 104. That's chapter 4, verse 104. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to turn to that, because you should be turning from 35 and going back to chapter 4, verse 104. And it says in this particular verse, it says, "Do not show weakness in following up the enemy. If you are suffering hardship, they too are suffering similar hardships. Moreover, you have hope to receive reward from Allah while they have none. Allah is the knowledgeable, wise." And so this is for when the Muslim fought the various people who fought against them. Because Muslims, we don't go out and do offense. We mostly do defense fighting. Someone comes at us and wants to fight us, we have no choice for our own survival and survival of our families but to fight them back. And so when people come to fight and we suffer during the fighting, Allah is reminding us, you know, that you are suffering, that you are hurting, but believe me, they are suffering and they are hope and they are also hurting. But the thing for you is that you have hope to receive a reward from Allah, and they do not have the hope of receiving any reward from Allah, because they're fighting against you because they want to destroy the Muslims. And mainly people only want to destroy the Muslims just because they're Muslim. They may blame or say we did this or we do that, or that all Muslims are terrorists. This is not true. All terrorists are not Muslims. All Muslims are not terrorists. So that really is more true than anything else. But whenever they someone with a Muslim name or come from the Middle East or dress like a Muslim, even if they're not even a Muslim, they immediately call them a terrorist. But another group of people from a different religion, faith, can do the same thing, the same act, even worse, but they never call them a terrorist, at least not here, and really all over the world. I'm not just going to say here in America. All over the world, this seems to be the thing, is that if someone who identify as a Muslim, when they do something, they call them a terrorist. But anyone else that does the same exact thing or worse than that, they are hard. It don't even squeeze out of their mouth to call them a terrorist. And so I just wanted to take that little side note for my students, because you're here to learn, and I want you to be open-minded when you're listening to me talk. And I'm only telling you the truth from Quran and from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. I might throw some experience in there from time to time for my personal, but the thing is, I want to give you authentic sharia, which is coming from the Quran first, and then from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, second source of sharia, of Islamic law. And so we as Muslims, our hope and our reward is with Allah, either in battlefield, on the battlefield, or off the battlefield. We always want our hope and our reward to come from Allah and not from anyone else. I want to mention something else that is very, very, very important. And this is coming from one of the surahs, Surah Al-Asr, which is a very short surah. Where is that? Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. This particular ayat, and it says, by the token of time, through the ages, verily man is in loss except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teaching of truth and of patience and consistency. So all this is basically saying hope is that man is at a loss. Like I mentioned a young man earlier, and he wanted to know about Islam, or the person who is lost and commits suicide, because they say, why am I here? Why do I exist? What is my purpose in life? And I have mentioned to you, is that you are here to worship Allah. Allah created men and jinn, or jinn and men, to do what? To do nothing except to worship Allah. That's our purpose. And so that's why it's the particular verse talks about how man is at a loss. And then it also mentioned, except such that have faith and do righteous deeds. Those are the ones that are not lost. Those are the ones that are patient, that have sabr, being patient, and have consistency in worshiping Allah. And so, my beautiful, beautiful students, we must understand that we want hope, we want success in this world and in the next. We put our hope in Allah and ask Allah to help us, and ask Allah to guide us. And that's where our hope lies. I want to read a couple more, and then I will be stopping. And that is, it was related by one of the Prophet's companions, Anas. He said that the Prophet Muhammad visited a young man who was dying and asked him how he was. He replied, "I am hoping in Allah, Messenger of Allah, but I am afraid of my sins." Whereupon Allah's Messenger said, "The two cannot come together in a man's heart at such a time without Allah giving him what he hopes for and granting him security from what he fears." This is such a beautiful thing, that he calmed this young man down who was concerned about wasn't even about dying. It was about all about his sins and afraid that Allah would not forgive him for his sins. And he had that fear. He had hope and he had fear. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he was telling him, he said, "The two cannot come together in a man's heart at such a time without Allah giving him what he hopes for and granting him security from what he fears." So those of you who have this in your heart, this fear and this hope, press the hope part. Ask Allah Ta'ala to grant you more of what you hope for. And that hope, that fear will be pushed out of your heart, because you're relying on Allah for what you need and what you want and what you desire. Even if it's a worldly thing, it is okay to ask for things in this world that are not haram, that are not forbidding, and it's okay to do that. Some people may think, well, if I become rich, it's not good to be rich, or these kinds of things. It's okay to have things. It's okay to have a nice car. It's okay to have nice clothing. Don't flaunt it. Don't do that kind of thing. Look at me. I'm strutting around. I got this nice car. Honk, 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 honking your horn and riding around, letting people blasting music or whatever out your car so people can take notice of you. Or have these nice clothing on, so people can envy you and see you like that. Is that what you want? Then okay, that's what you're going to get. That's where your reward is, with you. But it's not with Allah. Because you have these things, because Allah granted you these things. And you have them, and Allah can also take them from you. You can go to bed rich and wake up poor. You go to bed poor and wake up rich. All this is in the hands of Allah. And I want to read this next one, particularly people who are struggling with someone who might have recently died, or they're still struggling with something or someone that died maybe in a while ago, because you're still struggling with it. It was related by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. He said, Allah says, "I have nothing to give but paradise as a reward to my believer's slave, who, if I cause his dear friend or relative to die, remains patient and hopes for Allah's reward." So if you lose a relative, or if you lose friend, then you have nothing less than paradise. "I have nothing to give but paradise as a reward for the slave." So with a person who is patient, they lost a friend or they lost a relative. So I hope that what I just mentioned has some comfort to you, any of you that recently lost a friend or still struggling with the loss of your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your uncle, whomever you lost that you had this love for, then know this. Particularly, you submit yourself to Allah and obey Allah and obey His Prophet. Allah is saying that I have nothing, the Prophet Muhammad, he said that I have nothing to give but paradise as reward to my believing slave, my believing slave, who, if I cause his dear friend or relative to die, this is Allah doing this, and they remain patient in hopes for Allah's reward. So be patient what you're going through. Ask Allah to help you with going what you're going through, to bring the sakina or the comfort or the tranquility upon you for what you're going through. And know that Allah is aware of what you're going through, and you ask Allah to help you make it through this present struggle that you're going through regarding the one that you lost. Also, giving hope to others is very important. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, when you go in to visit an invalid, express the hope that he will live long. That will not avert anything, but it will comfort the person. Because no one knows when they're going to die. Although you're going to visit a person who is sick in the hospital, and we should visit the people in the hospital as much as we can, and we visit a person in the hospital, and we say this thing to them that we hope that Allah allow you to live long. We don't know how long they're going to live, but maybe it brings some comfort to them, because everyone, kulli nafsun dha'iqatul maut, every soul will have a taste of death. We just don't know when, where, how we're going to die, but for certain we are going to die. Each and every one of us, me, you, all of us, we're going to die. And death, because we're not going to paradise or even to hell in this state. No, we have to die and cross over the Barzakh, which I talked about. This Barzakh, that I talked about that a few episodes ago, and that when you're on that side of it, then that's where the decision is made. Are you going to paradise, or are you going to the hellfire? Are we going to the paradise, or are we going to the hellfire? That's where that decision is made. And so that person who's laying in their bed, invalid, they may live longer than us. I might go visit someone in a hospital and walk out the hospital and drop dead. That means that they outlived me. I could die right there in that room, and that means they outlived me. So I don't know how long I'm going to live, and you don't know how long you're going to live. But for sure, we're all going to die. I'm going to move on and just mention and remind us that, please, my beautiful students, hope stays with Allah. Hope is with Allah. And so we go to Allah when we hope for something, when we need something, when we desire something. We have to go to Allah and ask for what we need and what we want and what we desire. That missing piece in your life, and you may not realize it, maybe Islam. That missing piece in your life may be the fact that you are not worshiping your Creator. That's why you don't feel right. You don't feel comfortable. You feel awkward. You feel like, man, something's empty. Something's missing. I don't feel whole. That may be the problem. That may be that because you have this hole, H-O-L-E, in you that's missing this peace, which is Islam, in your life. That's what makes you whole, W-H-O-L-E. That makes you complete. That completes you having Islam and obeying Allah and worshiping Allah. As he said, he did not create men in jinn or jinn in men except to worship him. So my beautiful student, please investigate, learn more about Islam. You find out you may fall in love with it. I do not want to die in any other state except for the state of Islam. That's how beautiful this thing is. And that's how, and that I want you to share the same joy that I share. I want you to have the same hope that I have, that I put my hope and trust in Allah. I put my trust in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, that he was the last messenger sent to mankind, warning mankind that the day will come where the judgment will be cast upon all of us. And we stand before Allah, and he will ask us what we did with our life, what we did with our time, what we did with the money that we have, the wealth, and how we earned our wealth. We all had to prepare for that. You may say, no, man, you don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy talk. And you're going to find out that this is not crazy talk. And you won't be able to tell me that you're right, Imam, because you'll be so busy and I'll be so busy worrying about what's the next step. Am I going to paradise or am I going to hell? Because when we stand before our Lord, before Allah, the sweat may come to our knees or come to our waist and come to our neck or to our eyeballs, because we're sweating because we don't know what's going to happen to us next to us. So we put our hope in Allah, and I hope my students that are listening to me that you understand what I'm talking about when I say put your hope in Allah. I want to mention to you, if you want more information about Islam, go to Why Islam. I believe it is whyislam.org, or go to American Open University, or go to the International Online University, and you find out more information about the beautiful faith of Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.